No, Perfect Day, I reckon, is the best song.
Just talking about Fisher Zed here on the podcast. Yes, you are on the podcast. It's Dave O'Neill here with the debrief with the great Billy Styles.
The great. No one's called me that, ever.
Mate, yesterday you were coaching Lizzie Hu in tennis, all right? Now, a lot of people would know who Lizzie Hu is because she's sort of famous.
Yep.
I don't know if that's confidential information.
I wasn't meant to tell anyone. Lizzie Hu. Yeah, no, she wasn't really. We had a hit, yeah, yep. She's good, though, so she didn't really need coaching.
She didn't need coaching?
Oh, she needed a little bit, but not, you know, it's good. She could play.
Adam Hills used to be a tennis coach.
Did he?
Hughesy. You should play Hughesy because Hughesy maintains that he beats most people.
I'll beat Hughesy. Hughesy won't get near me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he won't.
Because he...
No offence, but he won't. I played for 35 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm looking
forward
to that.
That's a challenge. I'll put that out there to him.
Yeah, I'll tell him because he plays like Ash Williams. You know Ash Williams?
Yeah.
He was a semi-pro and he's beaten him, but Ash claims he was hungover at the time.
I was a semi-pro.
Mate.
Come at me, Hughesy.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Don't worry.
If you're listening.
No, he won't listen, but someone will tell him. I'll tell him.
Everyone should tell him.
Anyway, Fisher's there.
As long as we make it for money, that'll make it better for me.
Yes.
Get your little sock out from under your bed, Hughesy. Anyway, all right.
There was that great routine he used to do when CJ's friend came over and was asking for money. He kept pulling out 50s. I'm not giving you that. I need a 20, CJ. Kept pulling out 50s out of his sock of cash.
I wonder how much he had in the end. Did he probably still has it, yeah?
Probably. He used to talk about cash all the time on the radio. I'm like, I wouldn't do that because you just need some ice addict to go, I'll follow Hughesy home. The ice addict sound like Hughesy. I'll follow him home and bang him on the head.
Look, I was putting notes in my suit jacket in my cupboard. Not that level of notes, but like it was quite a bit. And I was getting paranoid that the house was going to burn down.
Yeah.
I'm like, it'll just might be my luck. I'll have the most money ever.
Yeah.
And the house just burns down. And it's like too bad. Like, where's a good spot to put it?
Well, like, you know, I used to say in the freezer, but everyone knows that one now. That's where the...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's handy, actually.
This...
The freezer's burned down. What happens to a freezer if the house burns down?
The fridge would stop working and everything would melt and it'd all be disgusting.
Mm.
We're talking about Fisher Zed, great band. But that's funny that you know Perfect Day.
It's on my running soundtrack.
And I've got... My favourite was So Long.
So Long.
So Long. It was a hit in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Tried a detective to try and find out
that's good
your name.
Too. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that was the same band.
So Long.
Because I only know songs and then I go, who sings this? Fisher's it. Like, I didn't know they sung that. But on
So Long.
The Perfect Day. Like,
I remember when I was working in a factory. I was working in a tile factory in between school and uni. And
How long? For the whole 6 weeks
couple,
or whatever?
Yeah. We worked off and on there for... it wasn't that bad, but yeah, it got you an insight into... You worked in factories. It gave you an insight into the world of factories.
Oh, yeah, I did something similar.
Put it this way. There was a group of us from Mitcham High that worked there, and when we got our results, some of us went to uni, then a guy, Jeffrey, failed it. And I go, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to stay in the factory.
Those dudes. And then we had a guy called Matt Ward. It was called PWB, like a chain joint in Pitt Waddell Bennett or something in Bundura. And he did that. Everyone else went uni, whatever.
Yeah, got a job.
And he went there, and he stayed there, like, last I heard, he was still there, and he'd bought, like, 4 houses.
Yeah, of course.
Just kept working there and saving, and he was real tight with his money. But some people are just happy with that, eh?
Yeah, man, it was... But anyway, I had to get up at, like, 6 to start working the factory, and my brother Mark, who was an apprentice at Telstra, had all these people over playing cards because Mum and Dad were... away on a holiday.
Yeah.
And even had one of my friends over, Noddy, which annoyed me. So so every time I try and fall asleep, there'd just be all this noise. And I didn't leave till about, hang on, this dude wants to merge. Speed
up. Oh,
you're
fucking... Should I speed up or something?
Yeah, speed up. And anyway, so this... I couldn't get to sleep for ages. And so when I got up in the morning, 6 o'clock, I put on that Fisher's Ed song on the record player and turned up really loud and just left the house.
That's a good song.
So Long. Yeah. Great, great new wave.
Fisher Zed, where are they from?
I think they sound English, but I think they're American.
The film clip for A Perfect Day looks like it's in England.
And maybe they are, you know what, maybe they are British. But they had, those two songs were hits in Australia, and I reckon it was 1982 or 81, because I was working in the factory, 82, 83.
made you realize you didn't want to work there, didn't it?
Oh, man. My brother, my twin brother, worked in a fiberglass factory with the Hell's Angels and it caught fire.
Did I tell you how I worked on the production line at Ford?
Yeah.
And, yes. Like, it's just a production line that keeps moving on the clock. And when this George guy got his watch for being there 50 years one day, but as he was getting presented with it, the fucking production line started moving. So everyone just ran off. And I went, they don't even care about him.
How long did you work there for?
Oh, I left 6 months. I moved to Mooloolaba. I said, I'm going. I just saved enough to go to Mooloolaba.
Mooloolaba.
It was the best ever.
Get your head together.
I was young. It was like my first job. Oh, well, first proper full-time job.
Yeah.
But I was leaving from the moment I got there. I was like, I can't wait to leave.
Oh, but yeah.
I had to do this full-on induction.
Have you done gigs for factory workers since?
Nah, not like corporate ones.
Oh, I've done one. Well, I did Mars. Guys that work in the Mars factory. And so I did, one night I did their sales people.
Mm.
And so they're kind of like, you know what sales people are like? They're up and about. They can talk. They're smart asses.
You don't trust them.
Some of them are educated. Some of them aren't. Yeah, you don't trust them. Good.
Too friendly. You know those. Yeah. You know people that are too friendly?
Also like slightly good looking too, salespeople.
Yeah, it's like, you want something from me. So.
Yeah. So they were great. And then I'm doing the factory the next night, and the guy organized goes, now you got to remember, David, these people are factory workers. I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, oh, you'll find out. And they were just basic.
Yeah.
Kind of people. They're basic.
Yeah.
Working in the Mars factory in Ballarat, making M&Ms and whatever.
It's like the old cheese factory down at Warrnambool and that.
Yeah, where Hughes' brother. Back to Hughes' brother.
When I was
Nick
on
works.
At Ford, you could smoke on the production line when I first got there. And it was that was, and I was a smoker, so that was like one of the perks of the job.
Oh, yeah.
But then they stopped it soon after, and a lot of people just left. They're like, nah, can't
do
this.
Yeah.
Because they'd have a dart hanging out their mouth as they're putting a bumper bar on.
I love it.
It was great.
I got to become a teacher where you can smoke. Yeah.
I remember teachers smoking in the quadrangle too.
Yeah, I remember them smoking. Oh, absolutely. I do stand up about it. I remember my grade four teacher smoked a pipe.
Yep.
We used to fight to empty his ashtray. It was an honour.
We had a teacher called Mr. Hardy, a science teacher, and his life had hit the skids, and he was living in the roof of the school.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and we all knew. But we didn't care because he was kind of a good bloke. He was one of the good blokes. He had to be. He was living in a roof. There was a mattress up there and that, like...
Wow.
Yeah, it was sad.
So bad divorce.
Yeah, you could tell he was a drinker and that.
Yeah.
But the kids liked him because he was good to the kids, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah, always those good teachers.
He wasn't probably good at home, you know?
No. So how's a comedy life been since... people that read your listeners will know that I was the one who told you to quit your job delivering...
And now I'm broke, so... I'm
delivering
fridges. I always say that I'm happier, but I'm still broke. So
right.
I'm not as tired, but I'm still as broke.
Yeah, right.
Because when you work a job you hate, you spend the money anyway. It's like, I got to buy some stuff because
I
hate this week.
Yeah.
Every week you hate. So it's like,
yeah.
So comedy, at least I'm not working as hard. But I'm going all right, but yeah, I'm just not rich yet.
No.
So
no, it's a slow industry.
Won't it?
Yes, it will come. I'm confident.
I hear still, you're going to lose. I hope. Yeah, I'm glad you are.
Someone's got to be.
Yeah. There we go. Well, I'll be living in your garage soon.
That's it.
So
beach house. Oh, you live in the beach
house. Lawn. Yeah, I can go in there.
Get a lawn. We need to go down there because we're going to the Garfield Hotel, and this is a regular feature on this podcast, mainly because it's about an hour away. So
it's always my dream to live in Lawn. So maybe that's how I manifested it.
Yeah, meeting me.
But getting lied to by you.
You just have to evacuate when I go down with Kieran and the kids.
No, I'll go back. I'll go on a holiday back to Bundoora for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Kieran will say, I think someone's been in the house. I go, no.
There's a bong in the bedroom.
Yeah. The shiggy's on the balcony.
Yeah.
Man, I've just come back from there. It's bloody beautiful.
Lawn. Oh. It's starting to get good, the weather, eh?
It's freezing to swim, but I still swam.
It's good to swim when it's freezing.
Yeah, it's good for you, apparently. It's really good for you, apparently.
I've been getting in the ice ocean down at St Kilda.
Have you?
Yeah, it's so cold.
You know who started doing that? Kitty Flanagan started doing that.
I saw her doing that on a thing.
With Brooksy. Brooksy from The Music Man, who's also appeared on this podcast.
Tell me those lights, how they just flash red.
They're annoying.
They give you anxiety if you try and stop.
So they're the lights when you go onto the freeway. They're just trying to stem the flow of traffic,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, but they give you anxiety, I mean, don't you reckon? You just want to... I reckon if you drive, you get your time, you get all three lights anyway. So
yeah.
Just go through it. No, that's a joke.
Anyway, your career's going well, I believe.
It's going okay, everyone.
No, you're getting work.
I ask people if they know me and they still don't.
No, well, that takes a different kind of level, you know, like.
Yeah, true.
You've got to get some kind of media going. Or, you know, do what
I try.
Do what these young guys do and get on. You're putting a lot of clips up. If anyone wants to have a look at Billy's work, go to his Facebook page, Billy Styles.
Mm.
And he's got some very funny stuff up there on...
It's just bad quality, eh?
A lot of it are in, like, you know, rooms that, you know... Like
I'm just not good at editing. We had one computer at our school. It had green writing on it.
Yes, same.
Remember those computers?
Yeah.
One.
One computer in a big room. Well, I'm older than you. We had one in a big room and the teacher would... And then we'd print something out on dot matrix paper and a frog or something.
Remember you had to load games?
Yeah, I remember.
You put a tape in it?
Yeah.
And it fucking loads up.
The good old days.
Yeah.
The good old days. But you've had some highlights. You did the 10-pin bowling club the other night, you were telling me.
Did a 10-pin bowling presentation night. Because they used to get, my dad used to play 10-pin bowling, and they used to get massive trophies for coming fourth on that.
They did, didn't they?
I think that's a thing. Because I used to notice my dad's trophies were bigger than my ones. But then I'd look and it'd be like fourth. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, in 10-pin bowling.
Yeah, in 10-pin bowling.
Such a weird sport. You know, it was a demonstration sport in the Commonwealth Games in Malaysia. They try to make it a Commonwealth Games sport.
I mean, at the highest level, you can watch it, but not for long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fun playing it. The classic thing, you go to a kid's birthday party when you're 14, you play 10-pin bowling.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is cool.
Put up the bumper bars or whatever.
Yeah. We didn't have them, God. But, but now you're like, my son's going bowling. He's 14 this Friday night for Rita's birthday. Yeah. I don't know who Rita is, but anyway, Rita's...
Well, that's fine. That's great. Like
Rita, to be honest, sounds 65, but anyway.
Rita,
her name is.
That's not her real name.
Yeah. Oh, all the kids these days, it's like...
Have they gone back?
Yeah. There's Hazel. There's all sorts.
It's turned.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Betty. There's...
Betty?
There's a Betty. Wow. There's a few retro
Betty's
names.
Like a Croatian... Croatian people call their kid Betty.
Yeah, my mother-in-law was a Betty, but she's not Croatian.
Not Croatian.
She's from Shepparton.
Yeah.
Anyway, 10-pin bowling, but the people that play 10-pin bowling...
Odd.
Yeah, a bit odd.
Yeah.
Some sports you do are a bit... Like footy... Footy's generally pretty good. Footy netball is pretty good.
They're normal people.
No
offence to your 10-pin bowling people out there listening, because there's probably good ones too, but... Yeah, why do the shoes have to look like that?
I know. Why? Someone should do standard. I think probably someone probably
can
does.
They just wear runners? Like... I don't know. Do they need
it's
to
for the
like,
floor.
Like
I Fred
think
it's for the floor. For Fred
Astaire. You got to slide.
What about the and when you do a cricket club, they're always a bit weird too.
Cricket are weird because I reckon anyone that wants to stand on the grass for 6 hours on a Saturday.
And there's only 12 of them, isn't there? We need to get in there.
When it's hot, who wants to stand in the field for 6 hours?
Like we did Melton South or something cricket club, and I was driving there, and Dave Thornton rings me.
Dude's flashing me.
Yeah, well, what can you do? And he goes, mate, this crowd's really odd. I'm like, oh, come on, mate. They're just people. And then about 5 minutes into my act, I'm like, hey, he's right.
Yeah.
I also did darts club once in Geelong, Corio Darts Club.
Wow.
And they were...
Interesting.
Well, I find with some of these clubs, there's always... There was a guy in a leather jacket with like his blonde girlfriend sitting down the front yelling shit out. I'm like, who's this guy? And they said, oh, he's the champion. So he's like the legend in his club, you know what I mean? And they don't like... Same thing happened to the lawn bowls. I did Danny Nong Lawn Bowls Club. As soon as I get up there, some guy starts yelling out. I'm like, who's this? Oh, he's the club champion.
He can do that. He's got the license.
Yeah, but you're like a bigger rooster than him. It's like, oh, no, I'm number one here, mate.
Yeah, I asked someone what their highest score was. And I said, has anyone got 300? Because that's the maximum.
Yeah.
Because I've got 229 once.
Wow.
That was kind of a fluke. But one guy in the whole place had got 300. And I said, you guys are shit. Like, like. Shouldn't
I'm
you
sure
be getting,
they appreciated that.
No, but shouldn't you be getting 10 strikes at least once?
Yeah, I know. It's like when you play a professional billiard player, that you don't even get to hit the ball because they pot everything. You're like, happened?
I got 7 strikes in a row and I don't even play.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard, guys. Relax.
Wow.
Like, but only one guy had, and I was disappointed with that. I thought there'd be, if you're in a league, get 300.
You know? Come on.
It's a game that you can just learn and just, and anyway. It was the gig was shit. No offense, Faulkner.
I saw the photos on Facebook. I thought, that looks like a shit gig. No stage.
Mm.
Just people sitting around on round tables.
And when I got there, she goes, I don't know, the guy that running it goes, hey, just watch that table up the front. They're inbred and his ex-girlfriend's on the table behind him and he hates her and he's going to get drunk and have a go at her probably. And I'm like, okay, no worries.
And did anything happen?
Nah, not while I was there. We got out pretty quick though. Probably would have later in the night though because they were making noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Have you had any interesting ones lately?
I think I talked about the one that where they complained about me. Did I talk about that? I think that.
Oh.
Did I tell you about that one?
What they complain about?
I've talked about it somewhere.
You offend someone.
It was pub owners in Geelong, and mainly Geelong, and CUB are running this golf day, and then I had to go on at 7:30 at night. They've been playing since midday, so they were either drunk, sunburned, tired, or all three.
Yeah.
And they were just fucking... Like, I sit down. They wanted me to have dinner with them, so I get there early. I have dinner with them.
Oh.
And the guy opposite, you know guys that own pubs?
Yep.
They've seen everything. They've heard everything. They're kind of jaded.
Yeah, you can't crack a smile out of
them. Oh, mate. And the guy's like, who was nice? He's like, what's the degree of difficulty here, Dave? 10 out of 10, you reckon, mate?
Mm.
Making these pricks laugh. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. What do you reckon? And he's like, And so when I go on, there's no stage. It's split level. I'm literally looking down on people eating. I can see this, guy putting corn on his fork, and I said, "Get that last bit of corn there, mate. You don't want to lose that." And anyway, I'm just hanging shit on people. I got some good laughs doing that, and then like my mate, I said, and I've got bloody Terry here. He goes, "Fuck up, Dave. Don't talk to me. You can't." Like I'm like, I thought we were friends. So he's turned on me.
Yeah.
It was just like...
I just do it.
Oh.
Some different people out there, isn't there?
And then the guy said, just keep going until Billy Brownless turns up because he's bringing Jeremy Cameron. So they're both Geelong legends.
Mm.
And so I love Jeremy Cameron. I've never met him. I want to meet him.
Yeah.
And so Billy walks in and then the CUB guys give me the wind up. I'm like, yeah. I said to him, I actually said on the mic, yeah, mate, I'm getting off. Don't worry about that. And I just finished my last routine. And then I hung around and set up the front for Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
And I was asking most of the questions. I was getting laughs. And Billy Brownless goes, oh, Dave, you're still here. You're brave. Anyway. So next day the CUB said I was, what'd they say? Underprepared, picked on people and didn't do long enough.
Wow. Man. That's hard. Did it hurt? No.
Well, a little bit because it's like, what do you fucking expect, you idiots?
You don't underprepare.
No, no.
You overprepare, probably.
Well, I mean, the gig didn't go that well.
You do pick on people, but it's never nasty.
No, it's not nasty. They were laughing at that.
Mm.
But anyway, look, whatever. It's a typical corporate kind of interpretation of something. They don't realize that the degree of difficulty at a gig like that is quite high. Right.
Yeah, it is tough. No one understands that.
No.
But,
I apologize if I've talked about it before on this podcast. I may have. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's traumatic. I mean, the last complaint, I haven't had a complaint for about 3 or 4 years.
I don't know if anyone's ever complained about me.
Well, it's mainly in the corporate area. Occasionally a footy club will get back to the person who booked you and said,
Oh, yeah,
he was no fucking good or something like that. But most of the time, footy clubs are like, oh, whatever, went fine, you know?
Yeah.
So those people kind of have to justify their jobs and they put everything through this corporate prism where they go, oh, fuck off. I did one once for the Bathroom and Kitchen Awards. Fucking hell.
Fuck.
And I did it.
Why do they have to have awards? Do you have to?
I know why. And they had awards in every category, like
under
$800, New South Wales. Under $1,500, WA. Every state had a... There were so many...
And then they finished the last award and they're like, here's the comedian.
Oh, no, I was hosting the awards.
Oh, you hosted it.
And I'd done it two years before and they loved me. That's why they got me back. But they wouldn't give me any more money. I got no pay rise for doing a good job.
Mm.
And then I asked my son to print out the script, but he printed it on double-sided... pages.
Yeah.
And so I kept thinking the awards were finished and I go, oh, that's it. Oh no, hang on, there's one more. And I turn the page and then the woman just cracked it and said I was drunk. And, you know, I don't really even drink, so.
Funny, eh?
But I reckon, and she just had a whole list of complaints about me. I reckon she just went around the office. What else was Dave shit at? What was that?
Yeah.
Underdressed. Oh, we're writing that down? Yeah. Put on an email chain, you know, like, fuck off.
Trying to get some money back.
I think I did have to give some money back, actually. I think I did. Yeah. It's happened before.
Like, I've only ever given money back at Mernda Footy Club that time. I lasted 2 minutes on stage when I was meant to do 30.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, but it was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It hurt. Oh. It hurt my soul.
Well, those ones where no one's listening. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
I know. I sat in my car for like ages after it. Couldn't move. Oh, like that hurt so much.
It's traumatic if you go on.
I shouldn't. I mean, I think it was a while ago now, and I'm like, I wasn't. Now it wouldn't bother me as much. I'd be like, that was their fault. But at the time, I was like, I should have done better.
When it doesn't go that great, it's quite traumatic.
Yeah, because you're getting paid and you want to do a good job.
Yeah, do a good job. But if they've made the situation shit, that's on them in a way.
Yeah.
Like I often say, could Chris Rock do well in this room? Probably not.
Nah, I don't think anyone can.
Not in some gigs, nah. Nah.
Unless they got pure respect and they're super famous, maybe, and everyone knows that person.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't. Chris Rock, they wouldn't know Chris Rock at Mernda Footy Club.
No. Oh, some would, but not many.
Not many.
Not many.
I don't reckon. Nah. I reckon, like...
No, but that guy's familiar.
Yeah. I'd be like, is that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to Garfield. We're doing it with Joel Creasy. It's going to be a fun night.
It's the best pub, I think.
It's a great pub.
I could moz it, but like...
No, it's a great pub. It's a good
every
room.
Every time I'm there, it's good.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Do they turn over like crowds or is
yeah, it... Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get some regulars, but not many, by what I can tell. I'm there every week, every month, so...
So it's your hosting.
I'm hosting. Your support... than Joel.
Do you get paranoid that they've heard all your jokes or
nah?
You got heaps though. You got a fair catalogue.
I have got a fair bit of back catalogue and I also try and do new stuff here. I do brand new stuff here because I find it's pretty good.
I know you're struggling when you start pulling out the scout material from Mitchum.
Oh yeah, scouts. Yeah. All the fat stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm struggling.
You've lost weight, haven't you? Like
I've lost weight.
How much now?
6 kilos.
6 kilos.
I've kind of plateaued a bit. To be honest.
Yeah, they reckon that happened. On The Biggest Loser, when you watch that, they plateau.
It's just, I just like food. But, yeah, I'm still fasting. I don't eat it until midday, and I try not... Like, I won't have anything else to eat tonight, but I just had dinner, which I cooked.
Can you fast? Can you have Diet Cokes on fasting?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Have Diet Coke.
No. There's no sugar.
Yeah, but it's going to trigger... Yeah, but that fake sugar triggers...
Oh, they reckon it triggers it, doesn't it? Of course it does. He's not fasting.
No, but you have soda water, that's all right.
Is that why like you never see like skinny people drinking Diet Coke?
Yeah. So Paris Hilton said famously, only fat people drink Diet Coke. It's true.
It's kind of true, isn't it? Yeah.
It's true.
Because yeah, sometimes like I'll get a Diet Coke when I feel guilty about like the sausage rolls or whatever. Like instead of a normal Coke, I'll get like diet.
It's chemical reaction offsets all the fat. But
it's probably way worse than sugar.
Well, probably. I know. Curse Hughesy, who put me on a Diet Coke. I used to drink real Coke.
Is he still on it? Like the?
No, he's more V and Red Bull and shit.
Oh, yeah. I've had a V for years.
I get a V, mate.
I might get one.
Get one. They'll have some at the pub.
V or Red Bull? What do you reckon was not? Have you had
both? I've had both of them. I don't like either of them.
Do you?
Nah.
Red Bull, so sweet.
I know. Too sweet for me. Here we go. Let's rock and roll. Billy Styles at the Garfield.
Going to be good. Do we say how it is after? Is it?
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back.
Cool.
You've been on this before.
Yeah. All right. I forgot. All right.
Come on, mate. You're the semi-regular. It's Oaksy then you. You're the new Oaksy.
I'm the new
congratulations,
Oaksy.
Congratulations, mate.
Oaksy 2000.
Yes, congratulations. Welcome back to The Debrief. Billy Styles is here. You can say hello, Billy.
Ah, hello. Vinny Barbarino.
Porshak. He was a stand-up, Gabe Kaplan, the teacher. It was all based on his stand-up, that show.
Oh, so it was like a Seinfeld. Like, he was the man. Kaplan. What was Horshack's name?
I don't know what Horshack's name was. I don't know.
Arnold Horshack.
That's it.
But
and
his
who
real
got...
name?
I don't know his real name. Do you know his real name? He got agoraphobia, though. He couldn't leave his house for years after that show.
He looked like he had it on the show.
And then I remember seeing him on Oprah, and he got a nose job because he didn't want to be recognized anymore as Remember he had that really big nose?
Yeah, Horshack was the person that got picked on that show. You know who else got agoraphobia or something similar? Henry Winkler.
Oh, the Fonz.
Yeah, the Fonz wasn't cool in real life.
No, I know. I know.
He used to open doors with like tissues in his hands.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of, yeah.
Before COVID.
Yeah, right, wow.
Like he was a germaphobe.
Yes.
Fucking Henry Winkler, the Fonz. Oh. Would the Fonz show be wrong now?
Yeah, because, I mean, he was like a third... Someone used to do stand-up about it in the 80s. 30-year-old man, he's living above a garage, hanging out with school kids, and his office was a toilet.
Yeah, and he used to click his fingers and...
And girls would come running.
Girls would run.
Yeah.
And hit the jukebox.
Remember the Christmas episode where he had no one to have Christmas with, so Mrs. Cunningham had to invite him.
Mrs. C. Yeah.
Mrs. C. Sad. He was sad, the Fonz.
Was he having an affair with her, kind of?
Oh, there was a bit of a love interest, wasn't there?
There was some stuff going on when Thingo was at the meetings.
he was at the Freemasons thing.
What was his name? Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley. Did you see Barry, the show where he appears in? The more
Tom Bosley?
No.
Who?
No. Henry Winkler is in a show called Barry. With it's great. It's with a guy from Saturday Night Live who's in Superbad.
Was it lately?
Yeah, the last 5 years. Fantastic show where... You'd like it because Henry Winkler plays like a former, sort of plays himself, who's running an acting school.
Oh, yeah.
So he's sort of a tragic character, and this guy who wants to be, who's an actual hitman, he's ex-Marine, he stumbles into the class. He has to kill one of the class members as part of his job, but he decides he wants to become an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader. That's who it is.
Hader. Oh, yeah.
He's funny, Bill Hader.
There's a funny scene with him and Catherine. I think it's Catherine. Not Katherine Heigl. One of the funny girls of Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I know.
He does a movie called Skeleton Twins.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Have you seen that scene when they sing?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that song. That's Build
Starship?
It Up Together.
Starship?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm the one who told
you. Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's a good scene.
It's a great scene because he lip syncs to it.
She's hating him and then she can't help it. Yeah, good scene.
That's a good movie, actually.
Yes, underrated. No one knows it when I say it.
Oh, I know it. It's a bit depressing, though.
Is it?
Have you? Well, it's about. He tries to kill himself, doesn't he? Remember, he comes back and he's hanging out with a guy who molested him as a child.
Oh, fuck! I don't
remember that.
Nah, not.
Well, he was like a school kid, and he comes back to his hometown and he tries to kill himself in the pool.
Oh.
Spoiler alert!
Fuck! I didn't go. Maybe I didn't watch it all. That song though.
You got to watch. Have you ever seen Superbad?
Nah.
Oh man, that's hilarious. So that's Jonah Hill and the other guy.
Is that the one where they... What's that?
They're
about?
Kids. They're like kids and they're finishing school and they're trying to
pick up girls?
Yeah, they've got fake ID.
Oh, yeah.
And there's... And he's one of the cops in it. That's the first time I ever saw Bill Hader. He's funny. Yeah, he's funny, Bill Hader.
He's got a funny head. You have to have a funny head to be like...
It's true.
On Saturday Night Live.
Right? Oh, well...
She's good. Who's that girl on that? That skeleton one?
That's... You're what? Right.
I could have a relationship with her. She'd be funny, I reckon. During she's married... I might write to her. Surely I got to pluck one.
Always goes well. Always goes well.
Stalker.
She's great, but yeah, she's a Saturday Night Live.
Didn't the ABBA singer marry a stalker?
Oh, well.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, but remember Hush? Boney Maroney? Yeah. I've got a girl called Boney Maroney.
Oh, yeah.
He was hitchhiking one day, the lead singer, and got picked up by a fan and ended up marrying her.
Yeah. That's good. That's a real feel.
Who else married? Plenty of people married fans. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I think the Abbess got stalked. Then the guy came back in disguise and got with her, and she didn't know it was the stalker. It was brilliant.
Oh, really?
Great stalking, if you think about it.
Did you ever see that show Episodes with Joey from Friends in it?
Joe with who?
Episodes. Nah. Joey, Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Matt LeBlanc.
LeBlanc, yeah.
Is it LeBlanc?
So he plays himself in this show and he's in a new show and Joey, he's got these English writers and he's got a stalker. She's an attractive young woman and he's like, she breaks into his house and stuff and then but he always sleeps with her. It's like he can't resist Joey from Friends. He's like, I'll sleep with you once.
Is it the same? It's not Joey, though, is it?
Yeah, it's him.
Is he playing him?
No, he's playing Matt LeBlanc. He's playing himself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Were you a fan of Friends?
Yeah, not bad. I'm not one
Friends.
Of those people that watches every episode of anything. Like, I've seen Seinfeld and that. I've seen quite a few of both.
Well, my partner was saying that I never liked Friends. I said, we watched every episode.
didn't
I remember
like
watching it.
It.
Oh, well, she just says that now. And also Mad About You, we watched that with Helen Hunt
Jimmy,
and Paul Reiser.
Yeah, Friends. Yeah, I can't.
Seinfeld, I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld was good. Seinfeld.
Oh, I think I liked both. I liked, who's the girl, the blonde hair off Friends? She was Phoebe. She was
Phoebe.
Funny.
She was funny.
Funny chick.
Yeah, she's very funny.
But yeah, nah, all right.
Anyway, here we are. Garfield was great fun.
Best pub ever. Get out there.
If good meals. I've never had one, but they look good.
Oh, I didn't. I think I had Palmer meal? Once, yeah. Yeah, good Palmer. But the people there are the best ever.
It is good fun.
Like, yeah, they just as a comedy crowd, they're up there, aren't they?
Well, I think it's an hour from Melbourne, so they appreciate you turning up. Yeah. But they kind of know all the references that you're talking about. So it's not in the middle of nowhere.
Nah, but, and they always, they just turn up every time.
Yeah.
Don't they? Has it ever been empty? Like, hard?
No, they're pretty good.
They get it done.
They get it done. And Joel Creasy was very funny. He was having a very...
Joel Creasy? Deceptively tall in real life.
Yes.
I've never met Joel before.
He is a tall man.
I'm like, Joel Creasy shouldn't be taller than me.
But he is. Oh, he's over 6'4".
But you know on TV, they look
small. He does look small on TV. You think he's going to be Rove's height.
Who else did I meet and they were taller in real life? Dave Thornton's tall.
He's tall, yeah.
But I expected him to be tallish.
Yes.
But I didn't expect Joel Creasy to be tall at all. I thought he'd be small.
Was it Grant Denyer? No, he's short.
He's a key position in footy. That's how I analyse it all.
Yeah, he would be would he be a forward?
He'd be a flanker these days.
No, he's not tall enough to be a forward. No,
he'd
the
be
tall
like
forward
Bailey Fritsch type, 6'1", wouldn't he? Is he taller than you?
He'd be 6'2".
6'2", yeah. Chris Judd type size.
Is Bailey Fritsch 6'1"?
Yeah, he'd be 6'1".
He looks little.
Might even be bigger.
You know what we call him? We call him IM12. Because he looks like a little kid.
He looks
Bailey Fritsch.
His hair.
And then there's fluffy hair. You know, he's had his hair cut. He looks like a Viking now. He's redhead guy, the orange head guy.
Oh.
He's great. What's
Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, Clayton Oliver.
Yeah.
We used to call him fluffy hair.
Don't bother with the hair, Clayton. Seriously.
Like, no, he looks better.
You reckon?
I reckon.
Oh, God. Draws more attention to his
Petrarca.
Hair.
Petrarca. Anyway,
oh, Petrarca, yeah.
Talking about the Melbourne Footy Arson. Club. The only one I've ever met out of all them is Max Gorn, who was a good guy.
Max Gorn?
On the darts.
Yeah. On the darts, was he?
Yeah. He loves a cigarette.
I've heard that he got caught in his car driving a training when he was young.
Smoking.
That means you're a real smoker if you're playing AFL and you're not giving it up.
I know, and he's like a champion. He's like an elite athlete. He's on the darts.
I used to work with a Collingwood footy player. I won't name him.
Okay.
But... me and him used to go in the truck, and I used to smoke Winnie Reds, the strongest ciggies you can get. And he used to go, give us some of your Winnie Reds, Billy. And we'd be driving around all day delivering furniture. And then on the way, we'd do the last delivery, and he'd go stop at 7-Eleven. He'd grab like 4 packets of Fisherman's Friends. He'd chuck like a whole packet of Fisherman's Friends in his mouth.
He
had to go to training under Lee Matthews that night, and they were onto him. Like, so he's like, I can't smell.
Was this guy a legend? Did he play?
He played in the Premiership in 1990.
1990?
Yeah, paid over 200. Nah, not Tony. Tony Shaw wouldn't smoke. Tony Shaw, like.
Dakes. Dakos. Nah. I'm trying to think of the
just
other
name
one.
Name their Premiership team. It's going to be one of them.
BT, Brian
Taylor.
BT, Brian Taylor.
Fuck it, he's retired. Should I? Nah. Nah, you don't do that. It's unprofessional.
He wouldn't care. A lot of people. Rocker.
No, actually, he wouldn't care, this guy. I'll say it. It was Gavin Krasiska, because Krasiska came out and said he did way worse shit than smoke ciggy. So it was Gavin Krasiska, which he played about 250 at least.
Amazing.
Yeah, but he liked.
Why is he still smoking?
He liked the Fisherman's Friend.
Oh, I can't stand
him. He had some problems and he got straight. So good on Gavin.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah. That's common knowledge, though, about his problems. Because he works for, like, I think Beyond Blue and stuff now.
Yes. Oh, good on him.
He used to love a Winnie Red, though. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Have you ever had a Winnie Red? If you go to a party when... I just make Winnie Blue a lot, but then if I'd go to a party and I didn't want people pinching ciggies, I'd grab a packet of Winnie Red.
Oh, that's like when we used to bring beers to party and we'd buy Abbott's Lager because no one would drink
it.
And also, if they'd drink it, you could see who was drinking your beers.
Crownies. Remember Crownies?
Crownies were the... Boy, man, you bought them. They went quick.
That was if you won money, you got... Crownies tonight.
Crownie for you.
Good looking bottle, wasn't it?
I love a crownie. I still love a crownie.
Looks good.
You know, I was talking about that CUB gig. Before they hated me, I was talking to them about how I love crownies. And he said they're on the way out. No one buys them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much craft beer and shit going on.
I reckon they don't even have a can version.
No, they don't. No, absolutely they don't.
Have we missed the turnoff?
No. Oh. Keep going. You know, so that's funny because it's funny that he had a job back in the 90s.
Yeah, were they
playing footy? They all had jobs.
Well, I think he had one so that he wouldn't get in. Cause
get into trouble.
You know how they gamble and all that? It was like keep him. Because Shane Kerrison owned it. He owned the furniture joint and he was playing.
Oh, he's another.
But he was pretty straight down the line.
Well, Tony Shaw, because he, I had to drop him off or something. He dropped me off one night. And because he was, I was in a footy club with him. He goes, "Where do you live?" I live in Clifton Hill. And he goes, "What street?" And I go, "Oh, you know, Smith Street." He goes, "What number?" I go, "Number 8." He goes, "Oh, I know. Big house, double fronted, decent yard." I'm like, "How do you know that?" Right. He goes, "I was a garbo."
Oh.
So he used to do all the bins around there, he said.
That's how they got so fit.
And that's how he knew all the houses in Clifton Hill.
You remember they'd be running on they'd jump off the back of the truck, wouldn't they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Garbo.
Yeah, we still got garbos in our area.
But they don't jump off, do they?
Yeah, we still got proper garbos.
What? Yep. How do they grab the wheelie bin?
They wheel the wheelie bin out to the truck.
I used to grab those silver, remember those silver?
Yeah, the silver bins.
Those school, I split my head open on one of them at primary school. Someone threw a rubber at my head and I ducked and hit me eyebrow on it and just cut.
They were good for using as a shield when you were like a Viking or something. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good times, silver man. Bins. Good times.
You had to line those silver bins, didn't you? With like a thing.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But you didn't have to, but people did.
I still remember me and my twin brother had these teddy bears and and Mum thought we were getting too old for them because we were in prep and we took them on the first day, these big teddy bears.
To school?
Yeah.
Did you get bashed?
No.
At Mitcham?
Yeah, you'd reckon you'd get bashed, but no, maybe we were in prep. You
at
know,
your like, school in primary, I had a nightmare the other day about a girl. She was a big... They used to say if you did something naughty at school, I'm taking you up the office. Did they do that at yours?
Yes. Yeah. Of course. They still do that.
This girl, Janine Dallow, did it to me, and it still scares me.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrifying. I was playing.
Oh, you're saying another kid would say that to you?
Yeah, but it was a kid a few years older, and she was on duty and that. And it was like, you know when it rains and you're not allowed on the play?
She's like a trustee in a prison.
You know when they say it's raining, don't go on the oval and don't go on the...
You know what she'd be working in now, that girl? HR. Yeah, she'd be a HR person.
I feel like she'd be either that or in prison, top dog at a prison. Yeah. Like on the... Yeah, but
either an officer or a prisoner, it wouldn't matter because they're often similar, some of personality
like
types.
I snuck into the play equipment and she's like, caught me in there and she's like, "I'm taking you up the office." And I'm like, "Please don't." And I was only like little.
But yeah, absolutely.
What's that even mean? What's going to happen to me up there?
Oh, well, it's a threat.
I remember it now, so that means it's traumatic.
Yeah.
Janine Dallow, hi. Hope you're well.
You can look her up on Facebook.
Yeah.
See what she's doing, if she's a prison screw.
She really is. Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about that? I can't remember. What were we talking about? Yeah, when you've got ADHD,
it goes off on tangents.
Let's go off on tangents.
It was the cigarettes, then it was...
Oh, cigarettes, Tony Shaw,
Henry Winkler.
Garbo,
you
Henry
cover
Winkler.
Off on topics.
You know.
But with a gear, was it the... I don't know now.
I don't know.
Good luck getting back on track.
Oh, so the teddy bears, that's it. So we took these big teddy bears to school, and then we came home one day and Mum said a big black dog came and took them. We're like crying, and then my brother lifted up the steel bin outside, and there they were with carrot peels on their head. And we came running inside. "Mum, we found them." She's like, the look on her face was like,
"Just had to go."
Oh, fuck. They found them.
Kept them for the whole of grade prep.
Now, because we were twins, we still are twins, but twins were kind of unusual back in the 70s. There's quite a few twins now because of IVF, but back then.
My mum's a twin.
Oh, really?
Boy, girl, though.
It's unusual. Yeah, we looked exactly the same.
Dressed the same.
Yeah. Mum would dress us the same.
Bet she could tell you apart.
Yeah.
Is one left-handed...
We're mirror twins.
Mirror image.
Yeah, one's left-handed.
Yeah, my mum knew about that stuff.
Yeah.
She was like,
hair parts on a different side. Your hair grows on a different side or some crap.
And then there was the Gullickson twins who used to play tennis and one was left. It's always one left, one right-hander.
Yeah.
The Bryan brothers... They're twins.
Really?
They're another tennis pair. They're the best doubles pair ever. One was left, one was right. So they can play on both sides perfectly. It's for tennis, for that sport, it's perfect.
Yeah, right.
Because you get to serve your strongest serve
to the
left-hander serve to the advantage court.
I'm not Lizzie Hu. You're not tutoring me now, all right? Enough of you.
Yeah, you know, you can, if it ever comes up.
Maybe I should tutor. comics in. No, I get no good at tennis. No good at
mirror
sport.
Image twins. That's so weird.
We are.
Hey?
We are. Anyway, that's why I've lost weight, because we're from the same egg. We're basically from the same egg. As I say, though, my half is obviously fried. So
yeah, fried.
So there's no reason why I'm fat. It's only from eating crap.
Did he get fat?
No, yeah. Never. No, skinny. Oh. When he came out a few months ago, and he's 75 kilos, and I'm 105.
Fuck.
So I lost.
So you know what you look like. You don't have to get skinny and do the. You can do the before after.
Before and after.
Photo.
That's it. We've done that before. In a
have you?
Comedy show. Yeah, I got him to put my pants on and pull them out, like pull the waist out.
You know what
out.
You look like skinny.
Look how much weight I've lost. You know,
that's classic.
But anyway. Here we are.
Twins.
What's coming up, Billy? What can we promote?
I don't even look. I don't. No. Sometimes I don't know because I don't look at me.
What's a Tuesday?
I've got something in Mornington on Thursday with Dilruk.
You're doing the Bay Hotel. I've done that. Yeah, with Evo.
And some.
Oh, that'd be good.
Just nothingness. A few gigs, but I don't know.
Just a void.
Nothing
empty
exciting.
Void.
Nothing to write home about. What about you? Heaps?
No. Look, I've got to go to Queensland. Queensland? Oh, I've got stuff going on.
Can you get like, you'd have a bit of frequent flyer.
Yeah,
stuff.
I do.
What does it get you?
If you fly, I got interest to the lounge, which I hardly ever use.
Oh, just is that all it gets you?
Yeah, but you got all the points. You can get a flight. I've used it for
oh,
a flight.
Oh, you get a
flight.
Before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Flight before.
What about fly? Is that flyby?
No. Yeah, they're
because they always ask me. And I'm flyers. Like, fuck, I wish I did.
I know. I don't have flybys. These are frequent flyers. They're different again.
I always think. But, if I found out that it was real good now, it'd be too late.
Yeah, you know? I know.
He asks me at the do you hate it? Do you ever go to the Coles Shell servos?
Yeah.
Do you hate how they ask you if you want to donate to the sick kids as you buy
them?
Oh, shit?
I know.
Like, fuck off, mate.
I know. Do you want to round that off for the...
Are you a nice person? In front of other people behind you, it's like, no,
Office Works asked you once about the koalas. Do you want to donate to the koalas?
Yeah, why? They're not getting the
That's
money.
That's what I used to do a joke about. I used to say, why? What's happening?
Can't they afford clothes?
No, she goes, their environment's degrading. I said, yeah, people are tearing the
so
trees down and turning it into paper. That's what I said.
When they ask me about the kids, I feel like saying, do you want to donate to the guy that just paid fucking $175 to fill his car up? You know what I mean? Like, can you donate to him? And then he'll donate to the kid. Fucking hell. They shouldn't put that on you.
Oh, that constant... But also I hate that when they send you an email wanting feedback on their service. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you went on a Virgin flight. Give us feedback. What do you want to know? Like,
you're annoying as fuck.
It's annoying. Let's ask the questions over there. What went well tonight, Billy, at the great Garfield Hotel?
All of us went well.
What didn't go well?
Nothing. The tag didn't... Tell them about the tag, lady. That was That was interesting. Could be listening though.
You could go on the blue. Yeah, go to ring.
The tag lady.
So what happened when we got there? Stacey Ablett approached me.
Yeah. Related to Gary Ablett.
Gary Ablett's niece.
Fuck yeah.
Her mum is anyway. She's Gary Ablett's niece. So for people that don't know, they're Geelong football legends. As a Geelong supporter myself, very excited to meet Stacey Ablett.
Famous.
She said her and her friends are playing a game of tag.
Real life tag.
Which is in that movie that you liked.
So they're adults that play tag.
And so they've been tagging each other, but in kind of interesting ways, like exciting ways.
Yeah.
And so, for example,
out of the wedding cake. Or
yeah, Stacey was tagged. She was having intimate relations with someone, and her friend ran in the room with a glitter gun, set it off in the bedroom, and then tagged her.
Yeah.
God knows what the man thought. I don't know. There was
fireworks.
Anyway, so then she wanted me to tag her friend Sam. From the stage.
Yeah.
And so I had to go. After you were on, you were a highlight. Yeah, get in this lane and go to Ringwood, mate. You got to go to Ringers.
Ringers.
Ringers, mate. And I go on the stage and I go, guys, you know people play tag these days? Everyone's like staring at me like I'm a freak. I said, so Stacey Ablett is here.
Mm.
She wants me to now tag her friend Sam. So I give her a big cheer and I just walk off stage and go, you're it, and tag her.
Yeah.
And they're all cheering on their table, but then about 80 other people are sitting there going,
yeah, it didn't.
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, Stacey, it didn't go off as much as
No, but that's all right. It was what they wanted.
Nah, good on them.
Yeah, good on them. I'm happy to do
it. I like the idea of playing tag as an adult.
I mean, maybe look like an idiot, but I'm a comedian. I don't care.
You'll do whatever.
I do. I've done worse. I said to her, I've done worse than this. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I've sung Happy Birthday at a crane factory or whatever.
There's things I won't do, but, you had to do that.
Yeah, it was a bit of
a... I think it's funny that they play it. They've just copied the movie.
Yeah.
It's like you can't, you know.
That's a bit of fun. Yeah. And any organisational hazards getting away tonight? Was there any? It was pretty smooth sailing.
I just nearly... Just the split in the stage.
The stage was rocking.
Yeah, that stage was rocking.
The stage was uneasy. The stage had a bit of a rock to it.
Yeah, it had a rock on the left side.
Oh, my God.
But that was... The place is perfect. I like it.
Yeah. How can we do better next time?
Nothing. You can't.
We can't.
I don't think you can.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Billy Styles, ladies and gentlemen, check him out. He's on Insta, Facebook.
Best ever, they're saying.
Best ever. Great comic.
Let's talk out. Best in Gippsland, anyway.
Yeah, we're officially out of Gippsland now.
It was all right. No, it was a perfect gig.
We loved it.
Fault it.
Thanks for coming on, Billy. See ya.